Okay, so is that you, Roxy?
Yes! Hello,
okay,
Super Sherlock.
Yes,
yeah.
Super what?
Super
Sherlock.
There is a bridge that found me.
Over to the River Kwai.
Yes, it's called the Bridge of the Queen, El Puente de la Reina, and
that's where different
roads converge on the path on to Santiago.
Yeah.
And it looks like the bridge on the 10-euro bill. And also, the bill has all these stars, and the path is also about following the stars. So I wonder, why is this bridge finding me?
It's a representation. Fear builds walls, never bridges. And so that leftover place was a representation of the fear base that was never allowed to be embraced. They couldn't get past it, so it made a bridge. That's how that, we have to build a bridge to it, to connect it. Then you can subject your fears to two perspectives, and when you're able to do that successfully, you dissipate it by half. Well, if you continually, it's like being too clever by half. It's not clever at all. Once you take the fear down by half, it becomes something that you now choose or don't choose. It's not an emotional.
Is it an Ophanel structure? Did I build that one, Ion?
It's not finished yet, so when you get through, maybe.
Maybe I could claim that. You got that, Roxy? I'm building it.
Thank you. Because there is where many, many different paths in the way to Santiago
converge.
That's the point.
Oh.
All of them then go together. There is another church. It's called the Church of the 100 Doors, Eunate, in Euskera, the Basque language. But it only has 33 doors, but they call it the 100 Doors Church. And it has
100 doors. It has 100 doors.
Yes, where are the other?
Count again.
And it's an octagon. Well, it's actually three octagons. The church is an octagon. Then it has columns around the church, and a wall around the columns and the church.
And then those degrees of openings are threefold. So there's 100.
Because I see the angel chart is like eight-side polygon. I mean, seven. Sides, polygon.
Well, minus the base. So if you count the base, it would be eight.
And this one is eight.
Well, we weren't arguing. We weren't arguing. We were just noting that if you count the base, it would also be eight. So we weren't being divisive. We were just saying that it would be eight if you count the base it's sitting on. That's all. No worries.
And then in the middle, there's this pentagram. And also where I live, there is a big pentagram on the floor.
Good.
So what is really the pentagram about? Also, the metal things that they put on the water tubes, I don't know how you call them. They also have pentagrams.
Water pipe? Water pipe?
Yeah, the things that are on the street, the metal things. So I see the pentagon everywhere. Also, Agrippa used it a lot, and it's in the Tetragrammaton. So what is with these polygons?
Reminders. But reminders.
There is in the Book of Abraham the Jew an illustration of what I see, like the Virgin of Guadalupe. She has the same dress, but she has wings. And she also has the sun behind her?
Well, they're not developed. They're not quite developed yet. They're developing. But the wings are not complete wings. They're just a representation of her wings. It's like in the messengers, you know, how they're becoming.
Yes, because the Virgin of Guadalupe is standing of an angel. So the wings are there, but not on her back. And the dress has a similar motif as the brocade that is behind Francis the First.
They mirror, they are. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Good.
So is this brocade, the red brocade, also looks like a heart, a representation of the blood, or what is this brocade about, and why do they have the same motif?
Every way we answer that, it goes the wrong way. Bob, translate so everybody understands what she's conveying and talking about.
Well, some of the figures looks like a heart.
That's the connecting of the carbons for the perfect cell. Stabilizing half-lives for your elements.
Why is it in the Virgin and in the painting of Frank the First? Is this all
Cyrophenician? They're all reminders. They're just reminders of placeholders. Reminders of placeholders.
Who was really this Abraham the Jew?
He was a worker for Bob.
And what about the Master Canches?
What about that dope?
Yeah, he was the one that helped Flanell to translate some of the illustrations
That's right. Very good.
Yeah, he was Sephardic also, a Sephardic Jew from Spain.
Well, mostly, but more Hindu, actually.
Yes, because in every page of the book, there is the word Maravata. That sounds like Veda, these type of words from the Vedas, the Sanskrit. Maravata,
yep.
What is that word?
The Ottoman, that's the influence from the Ottoman Empire. The Ottomans, they were older than the Byzantine Empire.
Do the Brahmins, looks like Bra, like the Abraham, the Brahm, are related to?
All right, Brahms, Bram Stoker. Yeah, that's funny.
Well, after Flamel died, everybody looked in all his houses for things, and Richelieu got the book that of Abraham, the book, the Jew.
The grimoire.
Yes. So, did he found anything?
No. It's enchanted. You can't open it. They don't know how to open it. It's enchanted. Bob can open it, but he's the only one.
Why do the people walk this path since the Neolithic?
Why not?
It's like the the oldest street in Europe is really recognized, and people still go and walk the whole thing, the whole ley line.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. Might as well. Got nothing else to do.
Okay, the Templars had this game of the Oka. It's a bird that flies on that direction, La Lua, with the serpents and the stairs.
Sha-kin-ra. You have to do it all, because otherwise you'll call the wrong one if you're not careful. Sha-kin-ra.
Who's that? Is that an angel? Sha-kin-ra?
It is. Sha-kin-ra. Ra.
They say it's like a map, actually, the game.
Life is like that, yes.
So it's not only a map of the path, but of life. And reminds me of the map of Paris, because Paris is also like a vortex, like a spiral. Is it in any way related?
And it's in a spiral. Yes, it's in a spiral right now. Yes, it is. Life is but a maze.
They also found in Crete the disc of Phytos, which is also like spiral. And that's the place where the labyrinth with the Minotaur was supposed to be.
Yeah, it's where everybody was kung fu fighting.
So is this game related also to the labyrinth?
Yes.
Some type of guide?
Yes, to get out maybe. It's practice. It's a practical ability to be able to do it. So therefore, it would have a warm fuzzy in showing you how to practice. It's like the Sudoku puzzle, just to get you out of your mind. There's only one way it fits. You're not thinking about it. You just have to put things in its place.
Yeah, so this type of writing, like you said, some people can open them. Just by looking at these images, they know what they mean.
They just glance at it, yeah. That's right. Some just see it. That's right. No worries.
I see you have the pyramid, the A, and the O, the sun, and the I, the column. So it's like this alchemical message is imbued in all words, at least.
Yes.
So why
so far,
is that?
Until you change it. Well, that's why you set it up. You made it as a looping clue. A looping clue.
And why did you choose exactly those?
We didn't choose. You chose. Bob chose. We did not choose. We would never choose. We know better.
Okay. Thank you, Super Sugar Love.
Always. Come back when you can stay longer.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Roxy. So let's see.
Or you can come in the night.
Okay. Is this Hetty?
Yeah. Hey, guys. All right.
Hey, honey.
Hello. My question is about this. This is a description of the process of being anointed. I'd like to know how on point it is. And it goes as follows. When the holy oil touched me, I am transformed, brought into direct contact with the divine, forever changed, bound to God. And how on point is it?
But it's the same way as when you're annoyed. The process of being annoyed, the same thing.
Yeah.
Same process.
Can you explain how you can draw a parallel between being annoyed?
You draw. Well, because you're in a place and you think it's a wonderful place, and it might be a wonderful place, and then you gauge the place, and then you gauge how blissed out you are from your bliss stage or position or your juxtaposable place of knowing. Then you know what you know, and then you want to know more. Once you know that, then you move on to the next, and you can't unknow something. But then the anointing passes, or that you shake yourself and wish not the spirit had departed from you. So the anointing gives you a taste of the flavor of what that is, but then once you embrace that anointing, it can be annoying, because you have to avoid the noid, as it were. So it's just a replicatable example of your process of canatotic, and we can't even say it, but I don't even know why you'd want to do it. Expression of place of power that's fictitious. It's borrowed power. There'd be nothing wrong with borrowing power, but you have, like Enron, you have to pay it back. That's the problem.
So are you saying that it's not original? Because I would imagine what I would like is that it is original.
Original sin? Original sin? You think you invented original sin, darling? Okay. It's all right with us. Tear it up.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Then speak freely.
Speak to the point.
Mr. Pointer again. They get mad when we talk about Mr. Pointer, but we put it on the goober snack.
Okay, how about this? Is becoming ascended the bringing together of your physicalness and non-physicalness into eternity?
As one, yes.
Why do we want to be there?
Because you're pining without there. You want this to be there so there can be this, so this can be the there that was. Because if this is the there that it was, then this would have always been. So you would have always been ascended or in this place of power or knowing. But until you do, you can't.
I get that.
That's how that applies. Well, that's just how you apply it. That's not even true. It's just how you apply it.
And so what is true?
What's squareable? What's plumb and squareable?
And what do you do with what's plumb and squareable?
Build on it.
Why does it have to be plumb or squareable?
It doesn't. It just has to be so you can then have something even to begin with. Otherwise, it'll end unevenly. You want it to end even, to come out even, not more or less on one side than another. So if it's plumb and square, it'll always be balanced. So when you imbalance it, just like if you get too much power or too much liquor or too much Lebanese hash, it's too much. Mm-hmm. You never know how much too much is until you get too much. See? Enough's enough, but too much is the more.
What will ascended people do?
Lay and have little people peel grapes and feed them while they're laying on their Chesterfield sofas and fainting sofas, enjoying the bliss that is their reality.
So, like being an emperor, for instance.
Empires are delightful, yes.
Okay, so about frequencies. Is there more than one frequency that we have to emanate from at a time?
Yes, multiples. Do you have more than one hair on your head?
Sure do.
Okay, you have at least that many frequencies.
They emanate at the same time.
They absolutely are. All the hairs on your head at the same time?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, then they are.
I feel when I'm in my power, and I can feel that frequency, and I can also feel when that frequency...
Well, we say you're always in your power. We say you're always in your power. You just can't figure it out. It's those damn forest for the trees conundrum, you know?
So, how do I figure it out? Because sometimes I feel like
Just go with it. Stop guessing it. Go with it. Because when you go with it and it ends well and it ends up just perfect and you're so excited because you made it, you got it, blah, 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 blah. Well, there you go. Same thing. Same song, different verse.
So when somebody is ascended, do they still go to a frequency that is less than, but they just ignore it and don't make a point of it?
Maybe.
You mentioned as well that there is no more spirituality.
Right.
Is it replaced with something else?
Maybe.
How would you describe what spirituality is? Because I think everybody's got their own version of it, just like the moon.
Okay. Then let everybody keep their own level, and everyone that's theirs will dissipate. So it'll even out like the frequency. They'll all even out, and it'll create a balance, which is exactly what we were talking about in the balance. So leave everyone in their own soup, and as their soup dissipates or gets lesser in the pot, peas porridge hot, peas porridge cold, peas porridge in the pot, 9 days old. It's what that's all about. You're making it stretch.
Sometimes you say also that which is not. What do you mean by that exactly? Is the not N-O-T, not?
K-N-O-T.
And what does it mean?
Just that.
And what do I do with the knot?
Hold on tight, or use it to tie another knot.
Okay, that's
not
it.
Not from knot. Hideo, I'm not from knot. Not from knot is knot.
That's
all
right. One more person.
Thank you,
thanks a lot, Hedy. Good question.
That was good. That was good question. It was good. It was well thought out, Bob. Put it together.
I did my homework, guys. I'm learning.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Kim. Any questions, Kim?
Yes. Good morning. I just real quick. Queen, you spoke, Ion, of Queen Isabella perhaps coming to the inauguration in January. Does that tie in any way to the hotel Bob stayed at in August of 2014, the Hospice Palacio del Bolido in Cordoba? Does it tie in any way with that?
It does. Yes.
It does.
Yeah, there's connecting points. The bathroom off the, where they have a bathroom right off of the main lobby or the atrium where you come in, it connects right there.
Connects, in other words, like the intestines where things are stacked up on top of each other, but timelines? Or in a different way?
Yeah, they all are combined in step to step, and an inch makes a mile. An inch makes a mile. Right, good.
All right, I pondered over that the last couple weeks, so thank you.
You're ever so welcome. You're always welcome here.
Thank you,
Ian. Thank you, Kim. Okay, everybody, we'll see you next week. Music should be coming in 5 seconds. We sail out with Frank.
We're sorry.